his last words to me. "Goodbye, my gremlin." That's such a sound of finality. He isn't coming back. This time, he's gone for good.
"Kim, Devin's here."
Toe's shout brought me from out my daze. "Where's Kit?" I asked without greeting. "He had to go away." He reached into an inside pocket, pulling out something. "He sent you this." He held out the inevitable envelope. "When's he coming back?" I didn't want it. I thought of the other times he'd gone away. I was tired of envelopes with messages saying nothing. After what I'd seen, I wanted an explanation. "He may not be. Read it." I reached for it.
"Kim, come here, quick."
Toe's call made me spin around. Letter in hand, I ran for the den, Devlin behind me. On the screen, a body on a stretcher was being wheeled through a crowd of paparazzi with cameras held high and clicking. Behind them, I saw the familiar entrance into St. Elizabeth's casualty.
"We've no confirmation yet of the reason for his admission, except that nephrology expert Sir Hiram Mortensen has been called in. Christopher Kit Lawrence has been in relative obscurity since his retirement."
I snatched a remote from Toe's hand and snapped off the telly.
"Hey!"
He looked angry, but didn't try to take it back. "Devlin?" I dropped the remote onto the couch. "What's going on?"
"What's going on is you've killed him, you little punk."